A Daytona Beach man was arrested this week after police said he burned down his own house after screaming about vampires.
Oh. In-laws?
Of course.
Why'd there be ticks?
Melvin Weaver, 64, faces charges of aggravated battery and arson. Daytona Beach police said Weaver's wife sought to have him committed for mental health reasons. You think?
Maybe. Mm.
Maybe she was a vampire.
Right.
Oh, you know, we did not consider that.
Her size was getting pretty big.
But when police arrived around 2 p.m., Weaver was acting rationally.
Oh. Time to see here.
Everything's fine.
Time to see here.
This was a midday house burning?
Right. I think it's on the scale, though. Like, if you're a Florida cop and you talk to a guy who's bananas, it's like, well...
Florida.
It's not like you're eating the face off of people.
Right.
You're just talking about vampires.
Right, there's various,
Have you killed someone with a steak? No, I haven't done that. All right, I think leaving. I think we're leaving.
Silver bullet, what does it mean to you?
Yeah, so cops felt he was fine, and he couldn't be involuntarily committed.
You want to go out for a steak? How you read today?
So that was 2 in the afternoon, but by 7...
Uh-oh.
Weaver grew angry and began hitting his wife and breaking windows with his cane.
So you don't do that.
Oh, man.
You don't do that. Take out in the house, not her.
The vampires are going to defend themselves, he shouted.
In quarter.
The cane's almost a stake, right?
Right.
It's very close to a stake.
Right. That's as close as you get to a steak.
It's
made of wood.
Exactly.
You just got to weave that
Just
edge
chop the end off. You're good.
Right. It's not helping the case that his wife may have been a vampire.
Right.
I don't even know. Does it have to be a specific type of wood?
Just sharp, I think.
I think it's just wood.
That's an important thing to know, because if you finally get the opportunity to drive that steak into the vampire, and he just laughs, it's like, oh, damn it.
Pine? You idiot.
Pine?
Is that balsa? It's snaps. You take a toothpick? Hey,
oh, my God.
Hey.
Where am I going to find red maple?
What's with the toothpick? Well, I'm a meatball.
I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, balsa would snap.
Does it need to be a steak or, like, if it's a toothpick?
Right.
You just get it
sharpened.
There.
It is
a sharpened wood object. I don't know.
Yeah.
If you can get a steak, a toothpick through someone's chest, you deserve it, I guess. You should be the best vampire hunter.
That's a movie I want to see.
Pea shooter type.
Weaver then set fire to the home by throwing ceiling insulation onto the stove.
Oh.
So not the best insulation in Florida.
Probably smells stunk too.
Oh. His wife was in the house at the time of the fire, but she managed to escape unharmed.
What you doing, cotton candy?
Sounds like a vampire.
Yep.
Weaver grabbed a kitchen knife and began knocking on neighbors' doors, saying his house was on fire and that his wife was inside.
Why just knock? What's the kitchen?
The kitchen what knife? Was the knife for?
In case I have steak.
Just in case. Well, what if you're in the middle of this cleansing of vampires and you knock on a door to save your wife and a vampire opens the door?
Right. I didn't think of that. I didn't even think about the nice vampire neighbors.
To him.
It's like, I need your help to...
Hey, well,
I gotta kill you.
I'm about to have a steak. You have a steak knife.
He had a steak knife.
Welcome to House A1.
He was arrested at the scene.
Now they had enough to arrest him.
Probably a good idea.
Cops like,
Weaver's wife says he takes pain medication for cancer, but she did not know whether he had any other drugs that day. My guess is yes.
Yeah, I'd say.
Probably.
Might have mixed a few dosages.
The home was completely destroyed in the fire.
And now for sale, by the way.
Damn.
It's a Florida property. Unique fixer-upper.
Yeah, that's not a quick fix there.
Great investment property.
It's a little bit more than
a boo-boo. No vampires apply.
Man complaining of indigestion had live cockroach in his intestines.
No!
What? Is what he said.
No!
He kept saying that over and over again.
I don't want any more details.
This happened in New Delhi, India.
Ah.
Okay.
I actually came from New Delhi, India. That stuff moving around, that's the freshness of the food.
They were shocked to find a live 3-centimeter cockroach in the small intestine of a patient complaining of stomach ache.
No.
I'll do it.
23-year-old man recently went to the hospital, complained about stomach problems, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Those are the details I think we need.
It's I'm just repeating the same details. Right. He was complaining of indigestion and pain.
Yada, yada.
They figure things out. I don't know why they, you know, tell me something good right now.
Yeah. We assume it
Did the cockroach come out with a hat and a cane and dancing?
Exactly, right.
It's like, oh, this is where
and how to get in.
Baby, hello, my honey.
Yeah, did it go in through the mouth or did it go in through the back entrance?
Right, yeah, what happened? Was he like at a movie theater? What are we talking about here?
Seriously, it's like, this can't be the entrance.
Oh, here's the answer to that question.
Okay. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
The man had consumed street food at a night market a few days prior.
That'll do it.
Extra roaches.
Does it? It'll survive that? Like, how much is he chewing?
Probably not a lot.
Probably not. I just didn't chew.
Right? Just swallowed whole.
I don't know. That sounds far-fetched to me.
I don't know. I've seen those night markets on like Instagram and stuff. Yeah. So it's believable.
No, I believe that there may be cockroaches at the night markets. I don't know that eating the food is what got it into his body.
Do they charge you extra for it?
Well,
right.
You walk like down Yawkey's Way.
Yeah.
And you see what they're handing to you.
Right.
That's the United States with health departments and such.
Yeah.
There's a standard you must meet.
Right.
Right.
Now picture yourself in New Delhi, India.
Right. Let me have the rice extra roaches.
Street market. Right. At night.
Yes. Can't see much at night.
They Chaz the exterminator.
Doctors decided that the best course of action was to conduct an upper gastrointestinal endoscopy.
Why just have me eat a can of Raid?
Flex right, blah, blah, blah. I got it out, whatever.
Right. Just have him take a roach motel.
Yeah, they held a sandwich on the outside of his ass.
Dangle.
It's your favorite. Fun.
Like, you know, can't you just put an air hose up his ass and blow it out of his mouth?
Exactly right. Put a little helmet on the roach. Wow. Pass the roach.
I guess there's nothing that can kill a roach. It survived like stomach acid all that stuff.
That's where I'm having a hard time believing this.
The street food.
I think it was like, you know, on one of those pieces of food in the stomach acid. Yeah, it was like drifting.
Floating.
Like a
Titanic.
Yeah.
Like a Titanic.
Jack.
With the door.
Floating on the door.
With the door. There was a second roach.
The little roach was
the second roach. Pushed them off and
Timmy heard Celine Dion singing. Blah, 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 blah.
I'll never let go.
I'll never let go.
No, 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 no. Not that one again. Roach, let's go.
I'll bet you that roach is still alive right now. That's a survivor. That's like, you can't kill him.
Yep. He's got many stories to tell.
He's just sitting there with a cigarette like, you won't believe what I've seen.
Tell us again, Grandpa. Tell us again, Grandpa.
Right. These roaches are like, oh my God, they turned on the lights, so I ran under the fridge. I'm like, really? Have you heard Dave's story?
Right. This is like the roach of Vietnam. He's just telling everyone
about it. Oh my God.
I lived in a man's stomach. Clinging to a door.
You don't want to know about the things I've seen.
There was a girl I loved. Her name was Rose.
It's like the James Bond of cockroaches. It's in a little tuxedo.
Right. Page 007, you're going to be going in and buying a piece of food. Your mission is to end up in the stomach.
That's right. It looks like it was an accident. Right.
There's a roast in Q.
Yeah, he was sent in there.
Right. Yes, this piece of rice actually has a capsule for you to go inside. Once you're inside the stomach 007, here's what I want you to do. I want you to get out and you need to just float on the door for a while and find your contact Rose.
It's not a door. It's an olive or something.
This Frito.
This is AJ's fantasy now.
This Frito chip.
There you go.
There you go. That's even perfect. Better.
It's
better.
Just floating on
it's a scoop.
It's a little Frito gondola.
The code word is salsa.
Quote, we activated the suction button on the scope, effectively sucking the cockroach into the suction channel, leading to its removal from the body and saving the man's life.
Right. They pushed out the window, landed on the streetcar down below. Phase two begins.
And how about them Yankees?
Gotta steal. Soto, a high fly ball to center. Thomas backing up. Thomas at the track. And Juan Soto! A three-run home run! Soto magic in game five!
And Jimmy, you were watching that game?
Was. I sure was. I loved it.
And were you jumping up and down at that point?
Well, the fact that I live alone with just my dog, there was nobody to jump with, so I was cheering for sure, but not jumping up and down.
Right. Oh, really?
Yeah. Hey, jumping up and down is not easy right now for me. Where do you get 75? You jump up, you might not come down safely, that's all.
Right, right. You don't come down the way you want to come down. Yeah.
Right. It came down wrong.
Oops.
Yeah, I remember when Aaron Boone hit that home run that sent the Yankees to the World Series.
Yeah.
I jumped then. I was younger. I could jump then.
Yeah. I was watching the game by myself. It was very late.
Extra innings.
On a work night.
Yeah.
And I was in the family room, which was just this big room with high ceilings and very small carpet.
Like a cathedral.
Oh, yeah. I yelled so loud, house lights came out on my street.
That's awesome.
And then the Mets will not be going to the World Series.
Wants to have tickets.
No. Yeah, that's disappointing.
Mets season has been a remarkable one, but it's down to its last out. This crowd, though, ready to explode, on the verge of making it all happen. There's a bouncing ball to second. Taylor's got it. Los Angeles is alive, and they're headed to the World Series. Dodgers-Yankees in the Fall Classic.
This will be the 12th time that they've met in the Fall Classic.
Nice.
They've met 11 times, spanning 41 years.
Some of that's Brooklyn, but I know what they mean. Yeah. It's still the Dodgers.
Right.
Well, I grew up as a Brooklyn Dodger fan.
Oh, really?
Yep. Actually, all four teams in the playoffs were teams I've rooted for. I rooted for the Dodgers until they moved to L.A., so I only was a Dodger fan for a few years. And then I became a Mets fan because they brought back all the old, aged Dodgers that could hardly play anymore. But they had names. So Duke Snider was back on the team, and all these players were back on the team.
That's a great baseball name, Duke Snider.
Yep. It is.
Duke Snider. Get me Duke Snider up.
And so I became a Mets fan. And then in 1977, when they traded the two best players, Dave Kingman and Tom Seaver, I said, you know, screw the Mets. I'm going to become a Yankees fan. So in 77, I became a Yankees fan, and I was out in Ohio State going to college, and I was rooting for the Cleveland Indians back then.
Nice.
Not the Guardians, because all my friends are Indians fans. So I actually had a rooting interest in all four teams.
Wow. And now you're rooting for the Yankees.
I'm a Yankee fan number one. Yes.
Tried and true.
Manny Sierra's in studio. He's got an L.A. cap on.
I do.
Yeah. It's going to be tough to shut these guys down.
Yeah.
Like, they could hit anything.
Yes, they can.
Yeah, if they score less than 8 runs, it's a bad day for them.
Right.
True.
They get yelled at.
This playoffs, especially the series against the Mets, like, those were the games they lost. If they didn't score more than, like, 4 or 5 runs, they were losing.
Yeah, I would imagine the Dodgers, especially with 4 home games, are probably the favorites, I would guess.
Now, Jimmy, do you go to a World Series? Because it's your team, it's in New York, it's nice and close. Are you going to go?
You know, I obviously have a good connection at Yankee Stadium because our company does shows every once in a while at Yankee Stadium. And one of my good friends, Billy Joel's agent, has seats right behind the dugout, so I can always call him and not sit with him because I'm sure he's got people sitting with him that
right.
are more important than me. But I think that if I wanted to go, I could go. But I love watching baseball on TV. Football is more exciting live than baseball. I like baseball is more of a thinking person's game. I like to really like hear the announcers, hear what they say. So I like watching at home. I don't miss much.
I'm on bathroom.
I remember bidding on Yankee tickets when they just opened up the new stadium.
Yeah.
And it was some, you know, one of these events I was MC at. And, you know, so I bid, I win the tickets. I go down to these seats that are like Lazy Boy recliners, ooh, and they're bringing like steak over to me. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. This is a baseball stadium?
Yeah.
Nuts.
That's a great way to see it.
Oh, my God. That's the way to see it.
Yep.
Yeah, those tickets are probably $750 a ticket.
Yeah, they probably weren't cheap. And that was a game no one cared about.
But you know? Nobody bitches about baseball prices. They only bitch about concert ticket prices.
Right.
That's a great point.
What's up with that?
Yep. Nobody bitches about airplane prices, but they bitch about concert prices.
Well, the airplane thing is kind of tricky. You're bringing a bunch of people up into the air, and then you're bringing them back down safely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that whole thing.
Concerts are better.
Oh, no doubt.
I agree.
I never get off a plane saying, man, I'm going to remember this for the rest of my life. I don't want to, actually. I never want to get off a plane and say, man, this is one of my best memories. I was getting on the ground.
I can't wait to do it again.
Well, I'm the safest person to fly with because I've been in a plane crash, and I'm also the safest person to go to a concert with because I've been hit by lightning at a concert. And how? What are the odds of either one of those happening twice?
And when you, and when you say safe...
I have to text like 10 people when I land that I've landed safely since I've been in a plane crash.
Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation on the show. Over the weekend, not a lot of people saw it because the Yankees were playing, but the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame had their induction ceremony.
Yeah, bad timing for me. So I've watched a lot of clips, but I have to admit I did not watch the show itself. I will watch it. I will watch it because I think it's streaming. So I will watch it. But I saw a lot of clips.
Yeah, what stood out to you?
Ozzy, I thought the Ozzy presentation and induction, I thought was spectacular.
We won't play the whole thing, but we'll play some of Jack Black's speech about Ozzy.
The greatest front man in the history of rock and roll, Ozzy Osbourne. Proving insane lasting power. Then what? The Osbournes. Yeah, he teamed up with his family to create another genre, reality TV. Maybe the most evil thing he ever did. But there is no denying it. His whole family were hilarious and intensely entertaining. Then what? Oh, maybe just a little thing called Ozfest. Only the most successful heavy metal music festival of all times. Ozzy, stop creating incredibly successful, genre-defining, world-changing hits. It's too much success for one lifetime.
It's a great point.
Yeah.
You forget about that.
Sharon yelled, shut up.
Created heavy metal, created an Ozfest.
Yeah. He's a creator.
I forgot he created reality TV.
Yeah.
Married Sharon Osbourne, who always yelled at me.
Yep.
That's what I think of Ozfest. I think of the riot we had at the Meadows. It was called the Meadows back then during Ozfest. And I go on stage and I tell everybody I am in charge of Ozfest for Live Nation, which I was, and I swear I'm never going to bring it back to Hartford again because you're destroying my venue. Everybody stopped right there, stopped throwing sod and everything. There was stopped the riot. I go backstage with my chest out and go, Sharon, I just stopped the riot. How'd you do that? I got on stage, I took the mic, and I asked people to please stop rioting, and they did. She proceeded to dress me down. It's not your stage, it's my stage. You have no right to do it. I said, I was stopping a riot. She says, not for you to stop the riot. It's for us to stop the riot.
Oh.
I went, okay. I built the place. They were tearing my place down.
That day it was Ozzy's stage.
It was Ozzy's stage. So,
what, gave her a Target t-shirt and put it back outside. There you go.
So I learned a lesson. But I thought the Ozzy part was just great.
Ozzy was the only one who appeared sitting. But he was seated and, you know, was
that
an elaborate
chair.
Bat thrown.
Yeah.
Here's his speech.
Well, here we are. You know what? I can't believe I'm here myself, you know what I mean? I'd like to thank whoever voted me into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for my solo work. A great thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. And more so... My fans have been so loyal to me over the years. I cannot thank them enough.
That's part of it.
You
can hear it.
Yeah.
You can understand them, though.
You can understand them.
Yeah, yeah. Voice a little wavering.
Did anyone see Jelly Roll singing My Mom Coming Home?
I heard it.
Yes, I saw it.
Yeah, it was okay. I was like, this doesn't sound like his range. And then it gets deep into the song. He's like, oh, no, this is definitely not his range.
Yeah.
Times have changed and times are strange. Here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home.
Sounds good here.
Yeah.
And times go by, it seems to be. You could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home.
Still digging it.
You took me in, yeah, you drove me out, yeah, you had me hypnotized. Lost and found and turned around by the fire in your eyes. You made me cry, you told me lies, but I can't stand to say goodbye. Mama, I'm coming home.
See, this one is fine.
Where's the painful part?
About minute 42 in.
Every day we've been apart.
Yeah.
I don't care about the sunshine, yeah. Cause mama, mama, I'm coming home.
Tough. It's tough.
It is.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, back that up. Right there. Good. I just want to say, I love Jelly Roll.
He's awesome.
I'm coming home.
It's probably one of those that you don't get to pick.
Yep.
It's like, of course I'm going to say yes.
Right.
It's Ozzy friggin' Osbourne.
Yep.
And I'm just going to do my best.
It's not that little alarm used to have when you left the cheese in the car.
They've done this with past Super Bowl performances. They'll fix like a bad note and then put it back online. So I wonder if they do that with the rebroadcast.
Well, the clip that I saw from the Rock Hall of Fame on TikTok now, they did not fix it.
Oh. I think you should leave it. Leave it live. Like, yeah. He was clearly singing live.
Exactly.
That's what people want now. They like, if you're going to sing, sing live.
Yeah. From the heart and lower.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jimmy?
Well, he was a little off tune at the end, that's for sure. But I give him a lot of credit. First of all, he grew up as a country singer. When you mix genres like that and you have a country singer who's also turning to rock and then turn to hard rock, which Ozzy is, I give him a lot of credit. And I think it makes him more popular. I think it brings him to the rock audience. I knew very little about Jelly Roll until he started singing some rock songs. And same thing with Zac Brown. When he started singing some rock songs, I started to understand Zac Brown because I'm a rock guy. So I think it's a positive, not a negative.
Yeah. Peter Frampton, your friend, was inducted.
Yes.
And he told a great story about opening for The Who.
One night, backstage, Keith Moon and John Entwistle decided to show me the rock ropes and take me under their collective wing. Every time in the Herd's dressing room, I went near the window and looked out, all the girls would start screaming down below. The next thing I knew, I was being dangled out of the third-story window by my ankles. I was 17. Welcome to rock and roll. Come on, Cleveland!
Sounds great.
Yeah, he does.
It sounds great.
Really does.
Yeah, his voice really has held up, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
Really has held up. I told the story, I think, before on the show where when we had him at Oakdale in March and I went up to him and greeted him because I hadn't seen him in a few years and we're pretty good friends. And I said, hey, by the way, I voted for you in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And he looks at me and goes, a fan vote or a real vote? And I go, oh, I'm a real voter. I voted for you. And he hugged me. He was so happy. And I realized how badly he wanted to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, wow.
And, there were some artists like Cher who got inducted who basically said, screw it. Or Dionne Warwick said, if she didn't get inducted this year, screw it. Peter was never like that. Peter was, I hate to use the word humble because he was in humble pie, so it sounds kind of fishy. But he really is a very humble superstar. And I was so happy he got in.
Yeah.
And he's towards the end now. So, it was at a time where he could still go and sound great.
Yep.
Even though he had to sit. Yeah, awesome.
But when he was at Oakdale, he had the whole band sit, so it didn't look so strange.
Right. They did that at the Rock Hall of Fame, too.
Yeah, drummer's good.
it didn't really look that strange. And, you know, it is a shame when some people get in and they really can't make it because of illness or death. A lot of members of Foreigner were like that, and that was disappointing.
Well, what's his face? Didn't even make it. Mick Jones.
Well, yeah. Mick Jones has Parkinson's, and he can't travel.
Right.
So that's why Mick didn't.
But Sammy Hagar got on stage and was like, you know, they've been selling out arenas since 1970, whatever.
Yeah.
And they're still doing it today, even though there's not one original member of the band.
Right.
Yeah, they're all Foreigners.
There's not one original member of the band.
Yeah.
No, there isn't. And I'm not really sure why, because, you know, the ones that showed up could still be in the band, but Mick has chosen not to put him in the band because it's Mick's name. Mick owns the name Foreigner. Oh. So, and I managed the keyboard player, Al Greenwood, in another band. And when Al said that he was asked to join this band called Foreigner, would I let him out of my management contract? And I said, of course I would. And and he joined Foreigner and became a multimillionaire.
No kidding. Foreigner.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Al was there. Looks exactly the same. Can't believe his hair is still brown. But it really is, it's too bad that these bands that should have gotten in a lot earlier get in too late for some of the members to enjoy the honor.
Right. You know who had a good performance? Kelly Clarkson went up on stage with Lou Gramm and did I Want to Know What Love Is.
In my life, there's been heartache and pain. I don't know if I can face it again. Can't stop now. I've traveled so far to change this lonely life.
That's mostly Kelly Clarkson, but there's parts in that song where Lou sings and he doesn't sound bad. And
yep.
He was recently at the Milford Oyster Festival. Sounded great. Really nice guy to
Very
interview
nice guy.
And hang out with.
Yep.
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen Lou and Al and Rick and Dennis, who were there, the original members of Foreigner, join the new members of Foreigner in one show. That would have been nice to see. Sort of like what Journey did with, even though Steve didn't sing, the fact that the new lead singer sang with the band was nice. I would have liked to have seen the old Foreigner play together.
Yeah, that would have been great. And they had Sammy Hagar take some lead vocal duties on some of the songs. They had an all-star band, too. Like, great guitarist, and Chad Smith on drums. And
Slash.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Pretty awesome. So.
Oh, they bring superstars in as sidemen.
Right.
I mean,
they can.
How great was Wolfie,
cool,
okay?
Yeah.
Wolfgang Van Halen, I thought, was amazing when he played for Ozzy in Ozzy's set.
You know, I'd love to see him, like, go out on tour. Like, he's the only person who could really do it besides Sammy.
Yeah.
But he could go out and do a tour playing Van Halen.
You could pull it off, yep.
Exactly right. I thought the same thing, Chaz. He eddied it very, very well.
Yeah. I know he wants to make his own mark, but man.
You're a pretty good mark as it is right now.
He's doing quite well,
yeah.
It really is.
No, but he could go from playing Toad's Place on a Tuesday night to playing the amp and selling it out.
Yep.
Correct.
And I know he doesn't need any money, so there's no... money, dollar, cents, motivation.
There's no urgency.
Yeah, and, you know, I know he's very protective of his dad's legacy, but, boy, we'd love to see it.
Yes,
but he could carry it on. If I was sitting with him, I'd say, you'll carry it on.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. New generations will learn of your dad's brilliance.
Exactly.
Exactly right.
Right.
Yep.
Right. All right, Jimmy, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you Thursday.
You got it, guys.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. How about them Yankees?
How about those Yankees?
Let's call somebody who really hates the Yankees. We're dialing now.
Okay.
This is the pleasure we get to take. Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Got a steal. Soto, a high fly ball to center. Thomas backing up. Thomas at the track.
I hate everything that's happening.
Soto! A three-run home run! Soto magic in game five!
F this team. I don't care. I hope it's a Dodger bloodbath. I hope it's one of two outcomes. It's a sweep in four games from the Dodgers, or it goes seven games and some heartbreaking, terrible thing happens that people in New York will remember forever, like Bill Buckner ball through his legs, kind of horrible thing. That's what I need. Bloodbath, sweep, or something horrible.
You running on the field?
I'm so mad about everything. And then the Patriots suck and got blown out yesterday in London at 9 in the morning. Ugh, what a hell year this is.
You can't lose in England as New England.
Right. You got to win in England. Right. That's New England. At least the Celtics won. At least there's that.
You're following the Celtics already? That's how bad it is.
Wow.
Tuesday morning. Tuesday, they're putting up the banner Tuesday. These effing Yankees. Oh, I hope it's awful. I hope that Ohtani blows them out of New York.
Swung on a high fly to right. Yeah. Soto is there. Juan Soto makes the catch. Ball game over. American League Championship Series over. Yeah. Yankees
whatever.
Win.
The
Yankees win.
Dickhead, shut up.
The Yankees are going nuts on the field.
Whatever, this Netflix special about how the Red Sox beat them in 04 comes out like on Thursday. So I'll just watch that over and over again.
Yankees win.
Didn't he retire? When's he retiring in his, like, stupid shtick?
Yankees win.
But no, but really, didn't he retire?
The Yankees are going nuts on the field.
This is like the Jerky Boys all of a sudden. You're just playing soundboard.
Jazz and AJ.
The Yankees win.
1-2. Swung on a high fly to right. Soto is there. Juan Soto makes the catch. Ball game over. American League Championship Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
How old is he now?
Air in my lungs over.
Yeah. He can't hold on to it like he used to.
Yeah. And they don't either.
was he like doing that thing with the Spanish announcers with the goal with the soccer? Oh. Goal! What do you do? Yay! The
I don't think you ever held it that long.
Yeah.
It used to go longer than this, though.
Yeah.
The Yankees win.
That's a Grandpa Simpson right there.
It's almost like he wants
this helmet is broken. Ah, Yankees win. I told you.
He probably was dizzy after that.
Probably was.
Put his hands on the table. Like, whoa.
Took a nap right afterwards. Why is John sleeping?
And the Mets. Not going to the World Series.
We have tickets.
Yeah.
Mets season has been a remarkable one, but it's down to its last out. This crowd, though, ready to explode, on the verge of making it all happen. There's a bouncing ball to second. Taylor's got it. Los Angeles is alive, and they're headed to the World Series. Dodgers-Yankees in the Fall Classic.
Man, that crowd was nuts.
They were insane.
That was fireworks, right?
Nuts.
It is L.A.
Nuts. John Pearson, Sports Director, News 8 on the show. Good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing? Sounds good. Like you're having a good time today.
Yeah.
You called it.
Yep, you did.
Yeah, I got lucky, I guess, right? I had a feeling, you know, the Mets, I was pulling for the Mets. I mean, what a story it would have been if they were able to get through there. But
right.
The Dodgers just pounding out hits and walking and getting on base and scoring runs.
They're a steamroller right now, man.
I saw one, you know, they were talking last night about it, and like they've had 49 home runs. They've had 42 of their players walked. These are crazy numbers.
Yeah, the walks really changed that whole series.
Yeah, and you know the Yankees are walking at a high rate too. So like this is going to be, I think, an offensive World Series. Now that I say that, it'll be 2-1 games.
But it's going to be the bullpen. Which one can hold on longer?
Yeah, but I wonder because LA is used to warm weather. They come over here and there's a cold snap in New York, like iguanas falling out of the trees. They can't handle the cold.
Yeah, that'll probably be in the game notes for the Game 1 World Series that the PR puts out, you know, about cold weather and iguanas falling out of trees.
The iguanas of New York.
Dodgers.
Just all those wild iguanas in the boroughs.
This Dodgers player just lands in my lap.
I'll tell you, there is something to that because young Chaz lived his whole life here. He's been in Vegas now for 2 years.
Right.
He comes here, it's like 60 degrees. Like, oh my God, it's freezing.
Right, exactly. Well, he tenses up.
Why do you think they were named the Brooklyn Dodgers? Right. It's for the falling iguanas. Right. Everyone knows this.
Right. I'm telling you, this could work.
All right, we'll check back a week from now, AJ, and see how that played out.
I mean, if we take who we're rooting for out of it, and we're just honest with what we see, what we've seen, and what we think, I mean, it's the Dodgers, right?
I mean, yeah.
I think I said that on Friday that I thought the Dodgers would probably beat the Yankees. I don't know right now. The Yankees are squeezing pitching too, and they're getting on base. And
they're playing with a ton of confidence.
I'm telling you,
yeah. And you know, and watching Soto the other night do what he did, like just work the count, and even he said afterwards he knew he had him. Like it was like being in like almost like the batting cage when they're throwing 35 miles an hour. He said, once I get the one I like, I'm parking it.
Have you seen the breakdown of this at bat, Chaz? Because he talks about it. So they threw him six pitches. The first five are all curveballs. And he's watching balls, he's fouling them off, and he keeps looking at the pitcher, shaking his head like, that's not the pitch that's going to beat me. So he bullies the pitcher into throwing him a fastball. And if you watch the catcher on the sixth pitch, he holds his glove up like this over his head. He goes, we need it up here. He throws the ball, and it's like 5 inches lower over the fence. So the catcher knew. He's like, it's got to be up here. We just need to throw him one fastball to show him something different, and he cranked it. He got one pitch, and he hit it out. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
High heat, too. Like, that was up in the zone, too, and he dead center. I mean, it's crazy.
Parked it, man.
Yeah, but 45-degree weather, thump.
Didn't miss.
45-degree weather, thump.
Now, could he hit a falling iguana out of a tree with a bat that far?
He's so good right now, I think he might be able to.
I want to see it.
I think it's just a matter of how far is the iguana going to go.
Right.
Does it stick to the bat?
Falling iguana principle is going to happen.
What kind of a sound does that make?
They're going to come to New York and thump.
He's been excited. I hope they sign him. That they have to sign. He's still so young. He's only going to be like 26 this week, I think.
Wow.
And yeah, it'd be crazy like not to re-sign Soto.
Yeah. Yeah.
He wants to stay, it seems like, too.
Yeah, he does. You could just, when you watch him, you could tell he's having a good time.
He's having a blast, man.
Do the Yankees have the pitching, John, to quiet those bats?
Yeah, it seems like they've got it set up pretty good right now. And that bullpen, you know, like Phil was saying, before, the bullpen is going to be the key. If they can get it to Weaver, so we only have to pitch like in the ninth inning, I think they do. I really think they do. And I think the Dodgers pitching is struggling a little bit. So I don't know. We will see. I think it's going to go seven. I could see this going seven games and ending like with a walk-off in game seven.
Okay, a couple things. So one, I didn't know there was a guy from Norwalk, Connecticut pitching for the Dodgers.
You just told me that this year. I did not know that.
Yeah. I had no idea.
Ben Kasparius. Yeah, he just got called up in September. He played at Staples High School.
Wow.
In Westport. He won a state championship there. Went to North Carolina because he was the Gatorade Player of the Year in Connecticut.
Wow.
Back in high school. And transferred to UConn, pitched at UConn, got drafted by the Dodgers in like the fifth round a couple of years ago, and he just got called up in September. So, yeah, you've got him on that side. You've got Brad Austin as the Yankees bench.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Cheshire, yeah.
Yeah.
So you got a little Connecticut connection on both sides.
The guy who closed for the Dodgers last night, the guy who looked like he had eye makeup on, who is that guy?
Oh, God, what is that guy?
Had guyliner?
He had guyliner on.
Wow.
You're going to embarrass me here, Chez. I'm not sure who that is, to be honest with you.
Max Factor.
You know,
I'll bet.
We could always rely on
John was ready to take that at face value, AJ.
Well, I realized that I might be on a delay here on the speaker. I don't know.
He looked frightening.
Yeah.
Like, he looked frightening. Like, he, not only because of the eye makeup, but... It didn't look like anyone could hit him.
Yeah.
They have, like, frisbee stuff. Like, they start throwing the pitches, and you're like, how do you even make a baseball do that?
It's insane.
Well, like the closer for the Indians, though, Clase, this guy was unhittable all year, and the Yankees found a way to hit against him. So there's
Guardians.
I'm still an Indians Redskins guy. I don't know why.
Yeah, well, you've been doing it for a long time.
Where's Ricky Wild thing? Damn it,
Ricky Wild thing.
No, you're right though. Clase was unhittable throughout the regular season. The whole season, 162 games, he gave up two home runs. He gave up two in back-to-back at-bats in one game to the Yankees. They had his number. I don't know what happened.
That's nuts.
Yeah, yep. It's going to be fun, though. It's going to be great. They squeezed the series into, like, 8 days, though. That's if it goes seven games. It's a lot, one travel day in between each road swing. So it's a Sunday off day, and I take a Thursday off day if it goes seven games.
If you know anyone who wants tickets to game two in L.A., I have some.
He knows a guy.
Oh, how'd you score those?
Yeah, stupidly. I was buying tickets for New York, and I didn't see Yankees at Dodgers.
You just see the Yankees.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, my God, a Saturday night game?
Perfect. Done.
I am. World Series?
So there.
Yeah.
So there.
Bye.
Yeah.
Iguananite.
Exactly. And they do that timer for a reason. It's like, just, we don't want you to look at the details. Just buy this thing.
Yeah.
Do it.
Right.
Let's
not
keep
like, are you sure? Did you? Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
exactly.
That's a nice trip, though, if you want to jump on a plane Friday.
Right. I'm hoping to sell them. So.
I've been trying to talk him into going, John. I'm with you. I think you should just go.
Who's the Dodger?
Give him to Phil and I. We'll jump on a plane.
Yeah!
Who's the Dodger with the sunglasses and the yellow sneakers?
Are they supposed to be yellow?
I'm going to like the worst sports guy in the world. I don't know the Dodgers that well. I mean, Mookie Betts.
No, but I thought, when can you just wear whatever you want?
Well, I mean, I don't know when that rule came in, but I see, the Strauss on the helmets now. I mean, baseball's for sale like every other sport, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. If it's a starting pitcher
on an off day, they just sit in the dugout and do whatever they want.
That guy's name is Pee-Pee.
He was a hitter.
That guy's name is Pee-Pee Windy.
they let him, like, customize their cleats a little bit now.
Yeah, so he's wearing yellow sneakers with blue sunglasses, and he kept the sunglasses on the whole time.
Wow.
Like, that's weird.
He's too stoned.
I got a pimp hat. yellow sneakers, blue sunglasses.
Right. She's in his car.
I'm taking notes. I'm going to pay more attention to the details. So next time we talk, I can answer the makeup guy.
Yeah, ignore the game part.
The makeup guy, I think, is, I don't know how to pronounce his name, but it's Trinam.
Blake Trinam.
Oh, dude. Yeah. He's one of the best pitchers in baseball. Yeah.
Yeah. He was frightening. When he came out, I was like, oh, my God.
No,
looks like Roger Clemens in the zone. Like, oh my God, no one's hitting this guy.
He's lights out. He's lights out. He really is.
Okay.
Well, the Yankees, we'll see what they do with him. They got a lot of experience in that lineup hitting wise. I'm kind of curious to see if Rizzo gets in too. He's got World Series experience. Juan Soto,
obviously,
Judge is due to he had such a great regular season. He's had some big moments. Walked a lot in the playoffs, but waiting for him to break out too.
This is the biggest drought since the Mattingly years, right? World Series appearance?
2009, it was the one they won.
Was Mattingly on that team?
Not the 2009 team.
No, Mattingly, just before they went on that run with Jeter or Rivera, Mattingly was gone the year before.
Yeah.
The Yankees won the World Series. Mattingly joins the team. Drought. Mattingly leaves the team. The next year, they win the World Series.
Prosperity.
They go on a run,
It's like a crime of sports, too, because if you go back and you look at the whole 1980s decade of baseball, every single game played, the Yankees had the best record of any team in baseball, and they just couldn't get the win. They just couldn't get there with Don.
Heartbreaker.
It is.
Don Mattingly and Jeter were never on the team at the same time. Was there a crossover? I think there was a crossover.
There might have been a game in the 95 season, but Jeter wasn't really a rookie yet.
No, he was, yeah, he. I think he came up late. But they played for a short time.
95 was the last season of Mattingly's career.
I thought I saw a clip of a playoff game where Mattingly hit a home run in a playoff game, and they said this is the first time in his career, and then he comes in, and he's high-fiving people, and I thought I saw
Derek Jeter. Gotta be 95.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that Seattle, I think, maybe? I don't remember. He's the one guy. If I had a wish for a sports guy to win a championship, it would have been Don Mattingly. I mean, he put his heart and soul into that franchise, and he just such a bummer. Too late on that front end and too early on the back end when they started going that run.
Yeah,
he was my all time favorite Yankee.
Yeah, I don't think you're alone there. There are a lot of Yankee fans he's their guy.
He was my guy. That was when I was growing up. Try to look at his stance as a left-handed hitter in high school, and when I first got my license, I drove down to 18 games just to watch Don Mattingly play.
Wow. Is that right?
That's incredible.
Yeah. To watch his stance.
My old 79 Cougar, I'd drive down
nice.
There.
Nice.
I had an old buddy at the ticket window. He hooked me up with tickets. They were cheap back then. I'd sit in the first base side, like 20 rows up, for like $18 a ticket.
Man. That is great.
Derek Jeter played 15 games for the Yankees in 95. So he was one of those September call-ups like we were just talking about earlier with the Dodgers pitcher from Connecticut. He came up late in the season. He hung around. He got a little experience, but that wasn't really his first season. So he did share the dugout with Mattingly, for those games.
Yeah. All right, John, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you during the week.
All right, sounds good, guys. Take care.
John Pearson, Bye. News 8.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News. Dumbass.
99.1 PLR. Comedian Manny Sierra in studio.
Hello, hello.
Yay.
First headline. Comedian agrees to officiate satanic couple's wedding. Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, ding.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Really? That's you.
That's me.
Oh, nice.
It's me. It's on Halloween. It's going to be the best thing
ever.
Nice. Wow.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be the best thing ever.
Yeah. It's going to be
I'm
so
sure
fun.
That's what Carrie thought when she was heading to her prom.
Right.
Nice
this is going to be
it.
The best prom ever. Maybe What's I'll, in that bucket?
Maybe I'll get a movie deal out of it.
Yeah. How do you get asked to do that?
Are you Satan?
No. Satanic
no, no.
person?
No. No. I mean... You know, I know of them. I heard of them a couple of times.
Right. Okay.
But no, it's my friend's cousins. They're like, oh, we know you do weddings. Would you marry us? I was like, yeah, sure. They're like, okay, it's on Halloween and we're Satanists. And I went, oh.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm really
so
in now.
You know, now bite the bride?
Yeah, I don't know. You may suck the blood out of the bride, I guess.
You may now suck the bride.
Right. You may
blood.
Sacrifice the
bride.
Lamb.
You may now suck the bride.
I pronounce you evil incarnate.
Yeah, do they like cut each other and like swap blood?
I don't know. I'm excited. It's going to be in a park.
Have you looked up what a satanic wedding
I looked up
ceremony
a bunch
involves?
Of stuff, and there was nothing technical.
You
about
are
it.
Definitely on an FBI watch list right. now.
So I was like, well, how do you guys want me to do it? They were like, I don't know. Just have fun. Wear a costume.
You're
like,
an officiant.
Cool. Yeah, I'm an officiant.
Wear a costume.
What's your costume going
to
be?
I don't know. They haven't
an angel.
I told them whatever they want me to wear, I'll wear. I don't care.
Shouldn't you be the devil?
I think they might be. I think that's what they're going to do.
I think a big fluffy bunny would be funny.
Just a big bunny with like the horns?
Right. No. Jesus Christ.
Nice.
Oh. Oh my God.
Right?
Yeah. Oh man, that would be great.
Dude.
I don't know if they'd let me in though. I don't know if they would want that.
They'd have to. Who else is going to officiate?
And you get to sit in the middle of the dais.
Yeah, right. That's not bad. I've done.
Wow.
I did one other wedding on Halloween, and they wanted me to dress up like a shark. So I had like a shark suit on.
Nice. So isn't Halloween during the week?
Yeah, I think it's on a Thursday.
It is a Thursday.
Okay. Yeah.
And they were like, come on out, meet us. And I was like, cool, right. I'm in.
Have you met them yet?
Yeah, yeah. We hang out regularly. Okay.
But how do they look?
Not
like normal people.
So I'm guessing deviled eggs, things like that you're going to have?
Yeah. Deviled eggs.
That's cool. Funny.
Right. Things like that. Tennessee fire whiskey.
Right.
Fireball, things like that.
Right.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, good morning. I got a suggestion what he should dress as.
Okay.
Officiate the wedding.
All right. What is it?
The guy in Beetlejuice that officiates the wedding when Beetlejuice is trying to marry the daughter.
That's exactly what Ruth said this morning. That was a good idea.
Right. What does he look like?
I don't know. Are you like 3 feet tall? Because you got to be short.
No, right. I just missed that thing.
Yeah,
right.
He went the opposite.
You're gonna have to improvise.
Tall.
Improvise.
I could be two of them.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
I think Jesus is hysterical.
No, Jesus is great. That is so good.
So everyone there, that I mean, it's just friends. It's not going to be like a cult of all.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's like a huge, it's like a small ceremony, just them, like their family.
I don't know a lot about being a, what's it called?
A minister?
No.
Officiant?
Satanist? Satanist.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it's called? Satanist?
Yeah, I think so. Assuming. Members of the Church of Satan?
I'm assuming, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait. I don't know what to expect.
So in their church, is Satan? Like, he wouldn't be on the cross. Like what would he be? Like Baphomet? Shoveling coal? Like what?
I think it's like a big statue of Baphomet, just in the big goat thing.
Ah.
Huh. What food do they serve?
You know, deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs.
Right.
Atomic fireballs.
Right.
Probably.
Devil's food cake.
Devil's food cake.
Yeah, right.
Probably a lot of red sauce,
right?
A lot of pasta,
right? Very hot sauce.
Very hot sauce.
Very hot
wow.
Sauce,
yeah. Right.
Have you written the
Bible shots
ceremony yet?
No. I have like a couple of scripts from the other weddings I did, but I'm like, these aren't gonna work. They're not gonna work here. So,
maybe you'll say like this.
Yeah, you should have a voice changer.
You should.
Oh,
voice changer, great.
Yeah, just like
1-2-1-2.
Nice.
Oh, like yeah.
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah, there you go.
That's exactly the voice I
you need
have.
That
yeah if we can get that to
either dress as Satan or Jesus, either one,
but with that voice,
right?
With the voice
or like the black
oh no
eye
if you
contact,
do Jesus you can't do Jesus doing
no,
this voice.
No that's not cool.
No not good.
That's okay for any of us.
Yeah,
that was a funny
like,
joke you had, man.
You gotta find those blacked out eye contacts, so it's like
all those are wild.
Yeah
like right. The Marilyn Manson contacts.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, there you go. Marilyn Manson.
Or go as Mother Teresa,
right?
Oh, I think you can't beat Jesus though. Like Jesus
no
is, you go as Jesus, that's like wow, that's
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like tuxedo shirt Jesus.
Right.
Like from Talladega Nights. Like my Jesus in a tuxedo t-shirt.
But, you know, you could write a lot of jokes as Jesus.
Yeah, they were like, be funny, be great, like, have a great time. I was like, okay, whatever you guys want me to do.
Right.
I'll do it.
Wow.
So, yeah, do them all.
How do they seal it at the end? I like, cut somebody in half? Or?
I think they sacrifice a firstborn.
Clip a finger off.
Yeah, just nip tip and touch, like, fingertips. And that's it. You're
These
one,
are all jokes, people.
You're one being in evil
I don't
together.
Know. I don't know if they are. I have no idea what happens.
I'll keep you guys
posted. Someone's tied to a stake, and then at the end of the ceremony, you just light them up.
Right. Yeah, like the traditional virgin sacrifice after the wedding.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.